It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She is over there, presumably still in Zurich, although I heard something that Greece is trying to get you to come visit, and there's a restaurant in Germany that's desperate for your patronage. So, anyway. Hi, Mirella.
Hi, I hope you're well. It's now possible, or in the next few days, going to be possible to travel a little bit more in Europe. And so I just wanted actually to give a few updates, because I think it's very difficult to get away from the main topic these days, which obviously has so many consequences and implications for everybody's life. Lately, on top of the COVID-19 virus subject, we have had, of course, all the headlines switching to the unrest in the United States. There is in Europe, in most big cities, an extreme support for the movement of Black Lives Matter. And in spite of the of the problem of having groups on the streets, people have been gathering and people have been speaking in support to Black Lives Matter. It has been peaceful. It has been in many places, even with some kind of social distancing and a lot of masks. So it was not out of control, even though in most cases it was not allowed and the police had to intervene. But it was surprising to see how many European countries supported and are supporting the movement. So this is definitely now a topic that is coming on top of the virus. It's all very linked in many ways. And many countries feel that it is time for changes, because as we all know, racism is not only an American issue. It is definitely a worldwide issue, and many people, maybe also a lot of people in the new generations, feel that enough is enough. And that in the light of what happened, it is now necessary to make some changes, and possibly not the usual small changes that basically bring nothing or very little, but some very substantial changes in our societies. As far as the virus is concerned, the numbers are being better every day, except for England. Even though they also have an improvement, they definitely are struggling the most in Europe right now, while Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Austria, all the northern countries, with a little exception of Sweden, but Sweden is a special case, as we know. All the countries are definitely managing to get their numbers down, which means that a lot of new possibilities now are opening up. As far as Switzerland is concerned, for example, most of restaurants are open now. Again, as I said last week, with all the legal restrictions attached to it. But This past weekend, we have seen really people going out again, going on terraces, in restaurants, a lot of people hiking and biking, and there was definitely a huge need to go back to some kind of normality. The problem that some see in Switzerland, for example, is that very few people like to wear masks. They prefer to keep a bigger distance than to wear a mask. But again, for example, when one takes public transportation, then social distancing becomes really very difficult when the buses and tramways are completely full. And therefore, there are still many experts that would like people to at least have a mask available when they see that social distancing is not possible. There are still a couple of things that are not possible. And as you can imagine, it's linked to the big events. As far as Switzerland is concerned, is anything more than 300 people. While 300 people is already a good amount of people, it's definitely not enough for all theaters, concerts, or fairs, big event like sport events that attract, obviously, not just a few hundred people, but many thousands. That will be most probably in the very last phase of the reopening. It's going to take a little bit more time because now it's a kind of testing to see if all these openings now are going to bring more cases, or if it is now because of the social behavior of people stabilized enough. The last 24 hours, we had in Switzerland 9 new cases, which is a very low number. But again, we do know in the meantime that they are asymptomatic cases, and that also if some parties have taken places or some gathering, sometimes the effect is only felt about 2 weeks later. So it's all too early to completely reopen to the point of allowing thousands of people to get together, which is a very sore issue for all the sports clubs, of course. But it is going to happen only if the numbers stay as low. Obviously, not only in Switzerland, but in all of Europe. There is also now a very big need for summer holidays. While some people are being still very timid about booking hotels and different trip during the summer, others are already doing it. It's of course very optimistic because things can change very quick, but on the other hand, it's definitely good for an economy that is right now coughing and sneezing and being really in a very critical state. So an optimistic note for this week, and I really hope that I will be able to give this kind of updates in the next few weeks.
And a quick question, those cases, how the asymptomatics, how were they discovered? Just through testing, random testing, or was there...
There is testing, but it is still linked to symptoms. So while they encourage people to test if they can, in order for that to be reimbursed, the person has to have some symptoms. I'm talking about Switzerland. I know that other countries have other form of testing, and I know that probably some northern countries are doing much more testing in order eventually to also catch the asymptomatic cases. But testing is not on a general level, as I think it's felt like not being necessary because of the actual rates.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure, and of course, stay safe.